One of the big winners at the Olympics has been Great Britain. While China and the United States slug it out for first place, Britain has slipped into third position. And British fans can't believe their luck. Not only are they ahead of Germany and Russia, but they're beating the Australians. The latest victories were on the rowing course, and yesterday the Australian men's eight finished last. Britain hasn't won so many gold medals since 1920. Now, with 11 gold, 6 silver and 8 bronze, Great Britain has matched its gold medal performances in Sydney and exceeded the 9 which it won in Athens. Europe correspondent Raphael Epstein prepared this report.
If yesterday was Super Saturday, then surely today is Sensational Sunday.
Gone are the days when British athletes stoically accepted second place or not even making a final.
And we have now gone into the record book for Great Britain are the Olympic champions. And it sounds fantastic.
Oh, that's fabulous, fabulous news.
Rowers Zach Purchase and Mark Hunter took Great Britain's first lightweight rowing gold. And Rebecca Romero won cycling's pursuit. She's the first British woman to win Olympic medals in two sports. She won a rowing silver in Athens. And she was asked a question British reporters have relished posing. How does it feel to be an Olympic champion?
It's magical. Jesus Christ, this has been so hard. I can't explain it, what I've had to go through. I totally believe in myself now. So gold medals don't come easy, that's for sure. I was fighting every step of the way there. And I had to check it was me.
The Sun newspaper screamed, "Golden greats go gold crazy," as Great Britain goes, quote, third in the overall table, ahead of power nations Germany, Russia and Australia. The excitement is understandable. Put aside the two gold medals in sailing today, Britain's rowers haven't been this successful since before World War II. And it's been 100 years since a British swimmer won two Olympic gold medals in the same pool. 19-year-old Rebecca Adlington kicked off the weekend medal haul with wins in the 400 and then the 800 metres freestyle. Lord Moynihan is chairman of the British Olympic Association.
This is the greatest weekend in British Olympic history. And we haven't delivered at this level consistently across what I call some of the Formula One sports for many, many generations.
The British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, put out a statement hailing their unprecedented success, and the Queen has invited Britain's Olympians to a drinks reception at Buckingham Palace after the Games. This is a big change for Britain. Like the Australian lead-up to the Atlanta and Sydney Games, the media here is usually full of stories bemoaning the ever-expanding budget for London's 2012 Games or decrying the influence of drugs in sport. Today, most newspapers have a quote from a palace spokeswoman saying the monarch had been taking a keen interest in the Games. That gets more of a mention than Michael Phelps in some papers. But with track and field taking over, Britain will probably slip a few rungs down the medal table. In London, this is Raphael Epstein for AM.